Dr. Arthur Perry. He's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dumb, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. And yes, it's not Saturday evening. You're used to hearing me on Saturday evening. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday. It's a beautiful day. Actually, it's a terrible day out there. Look out the window. It's raining. The rain is freezing. If you're on a sidewalk, you might slip. Be careful out there. Well, this is a very special show. And the reason it's a special show is we were, of course, preempted because of football, basketball, hockey, I don't know, something last night. But we're here on WOR at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And I hope you've all been waiting for the show. And if you're not, if you're a new listener, because who is this guy you listen to only Sunday afternoon and not Saturday evening. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. And you know, I've been on this radio for quite a while now. In fact, this is actually my 14th anniversary show. We started this show on a very cold day in December of 2005 when I met a young man named Noah. And, you know, I actually think we have just a little clip of that very first show from December 5th, 2005. Play it, Noah. What a night to start a show about plastic surgery. The New York Times today ran a front page article on the first face transplant, which was performed in France last week. When's the last time you saw a show about a plastic surgery article on page one of the New York Times? Well,
my goodness.
That's all right. Let's get rid of them. Let's get rid. You know, I've got 14 years under my belt since then, so I think I'm better on the radio than that very first show that Noah and I did together, and we had technical difficulties. I'll never forget it, but we got through it, and we persisted, and it's 14 years later, and they haven't been able to throw me off the air yet, so I'm happy to be here, usually Saturdays at 6 p.m. So once again, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I trained at some good places, Harvard, Cornell, University of Chicago, and I'm on the faculty of Columbia. I'm on the faculty of Rutgers. I spent 10 years on the Board of Medical Examiners in New Jersey. That's who I am. But most importantly, I'm a practicing plastic surgeon. I spend my days in my office on Fifth Avenue in New York and in Somerset County in New Jersey. And I do everything from skincare right up to facelifts and even more tummy tucks and things like that. This show is about those things. It's about cosmetic surgery. It's about plastic surgery. It's about general health as it pertains to how you feel and how you look. It's about skincare and dermatology and things like that. And it is a call-in show. The phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. And we're giving away bottles of Soft Time. Those of you who haven't listened to me or haven't heard my commercials, why not? Well, we've got some products, and one of those products is a moisturizer. And this is the time of year you really need a moisturizer, because if you're like me, your hands are already feeling the effects of this cold weather. The low humidity, the low temperature, you forget to wear your gloves, you wash your hands all the time because the next guy or next girl sitting next to you has a cold and is sneezing. And, you know, well, I wash my hands probably 40 times a day, not because of obsessive compulsive behavior, but because I'm a physician and I wash my hands before and after seeing every patient. And more than that, so my hands really suffer. So I put Soft Time on. Soft Time is not just a moisturizer. It's a moisturizer that simulates the natural oils of your skin. It's got things like ceramides and phytosphingosine, which Noah has learned how to say since he's been my sidekick here, and other things, nice oils for your skin, and it simulates the normal oils of your skin. So callers to tonight's show, this afternoon show, I'm used to saying tonight, right? But it's this afternoon show will receive a bottle of Soft Time. You've got to have a legitimate question for me. And I know you have those. You're maybe thinking about the wrinkles that you're beginning to see on your face or the splotchy brown pigmentation or maybe your jowls. Or you look in the mirror with your clothes off and your breasts are droopy or too small or too big or your hips have fat on. That's what this show is all about. It's the Cosmetic Surgery Show. Give me a call, 800-321-0710. We have a great show planned for you today. But actually, before I even get to telling you about the show, I have to tell you that, of course, you know, we had our specials with the skincare. We had our Thanksgiving special and our Black Friday special, and now we're into our early Cyber 2019 special. Oh, all these specials. But this is the time of year, and a lot of my customers save up. You know, they wait. They wait for these specials. So here they are. So those of you who are interested in my products, we've got a special going on now. You've got to use the code, write this down, Cyber2019. So C-Y-B-E-R 2019. You go on the website, which is drperrys.com, and put in the Cyber2019 code, and every single item, no matter how many or how few you purchase, is 40% off. 40% off. That's pretty good. So this is a good Cyber 2019 sale. Take advantage of it. Buy the products now. Buy them for your relatives. Buy them for Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Put them in the refrigerator. You'll have everything you need for a long time at a great savings. All right. I'm board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. The show today is about you. It's always about you. But today we're talking about breast reduction surgery. And, you know, breast reductions are very common procedures, but in the news this week, there was a disaster. Oh, we don't like to hear about disasters, do we? But this is one with a big lesson. It's a disaster about breast reduction in another country. It's called medical tourism, which sounds so great, doesn't it? You know, when you look at a plastic surgeon's fee schedule, some of you might say, you know, a little on the high side. Breast reduction is the type of procedure, however, that often, not always, often is covered by insurance. And the reason for that is those of you who have excessively large breasts, and you know who you are, well, you look in the mirror and you see your breasts that are too large, they're droopy, your clothes might not fit properly. But more importantly, a lot of women develop back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain where the bra straps dig into the shoulder. And not now, but in the summer months, you tend to get these yeast rashes around your breasts. Because the skin chafes against itself and you sweat and you get these chronic yeast rashes and it's a whole syndrome. And women who have excessively large breasts, well, they're very, very pleased with breast reduction surgery because not only do you get a cosmetic benefit, but you get a real medical benefit. A lot of women are then able to lose weight easier after breast reduction surgery because they can exercise more. They can exercise better. Their tolerance is better. They don't feel top heavy, and they can go to the gym. They can exercise and then lose even more weight. So a breast reduction is a really very nice procedure. So I want to tell you a little bit about how we do it. You know why we do it. We do it when you're a D cup. We rarely do that when you're a C cup. If you're a C cup and you think you need a breast reduction, more than likely you just need a lift. And that means your breasts are drooping, but not excessively large. So breast reductions are lifts. All breast reductions contain a lift or include a lift, but they remove, the procedure removes breast tissue. And it's done in a very strategic way, and I'll tell you how it was designed. Breast reductions have been done for a long, long time in the United States, but they really were perfected in the end of the 1950s and early 60s. And that's when a guy named Dr. Wise, that's W-I-S-E. He was not a wise guy. He was a very wise plastic surgeon, however, and he figured out how to make a large conical object, that is a breast, into a small conical object without destroying the nipple. And that was the trick. In the old days, was it quite a maiming operation? It really was. But the way he did this, Dr. Wise, and that really was his name, and it's called the Wise Breast Reduction Procedure, from, I believe he published this paper in 1962. So Dr. Wise took D-cup bras, and he cut them up, and he reassembled them to create B-cup bras. And he took the actual markings from the bras that he used, and he transposed them onto living breasts, and then did his first procedures and published his results. And of course, it was perfected. The procedure was perfected over the years. So the breast reduction procedure that we do in 2019, almost 2020, or is it 2020, I guess, this year, it's a descendant of Dr. Wise's original procedure. It was made better by one of my professors at Harvard, Dr. Robert Goldwyn, who was a spectacular plastic surgeon who made the breast reduction procedure significantly better in the 1980s. And then it's even better than that now because we've figured out how to do the procedure without having to remove the nipple. And wait a minute, people say, what, remove the nipple? Well, one of the ways that people do breast reductions is actually to remove the nipple and shape the... That sounds terrible, doesn't it? And it really was not a good operation, but some people still do that. And if you survey the plastic surgeons around the United States now, about one-third of plastic surgeons actually do a breast reduction procedure by removing the nipple as a very first step in the operation, putting it on a back table in a piece of chilled gauze. Not kidding you here. It sounds something out of a movie, doesn't it? And then the operation progresses with a reduction of breast tissue by removing breast and fat and rearranging the skin. It sounds like something Joe Piscopo would say, right? We're going to rearrange your skin. So we really do do that procedure. And then with the nipple removal procedure, the nipple is sewn on at the conclusion of the procedure. But I don't do that procedure, and I don't do that because it's a bad procedure, because your nipple will have no sensation, it'll look different, and you'll never be able to breastfeed. A lot of people who have breast reductions do these procedures when they're college age. Women who are 18, 19, 20 years old and have really large breasts and have difficulty exercising and feel very self-conscious go to the plastic surgeon and have a breast reduction. And a lot of women, they go through college years and raising their children years and then start having breast reductions in their 40s and 50s. And those are the women who say, you know, I can't believe I went through so much of my life with large breasts. It's the best thing I ever did, because I look better and I feel better. So how do we do this operation without removing the nipple? Well, it involves a real understanding of the anatomy of the breast and how the blood supply goes through the muscle, goes through the breast tissue and into the nipple. And it does get very technical, but it is not necessary to remove the nipple. And if we don't do that, then you should have normal sensation in the nipples, although some people, unfortunately, can lose it. And that is one of the risks of the procedure. In my experience, it's only a few percent, but there are some people. In the quoted literature, it's about 1 out of 3 people lose the sensation in a nipple. So you have to understand that there are some risks with any procedure, and there is a risk of losing sensation with a breast reduction procedure. But most people, in my experience, maintain their sensation. Also, you should be able to breastfeed afterwards. Now, there's always that chance you won't be able to breastfeed, and I always say if you're really absolutely determined to breastfeed, then you really might want to wait until after your pregnancies before you have this procedure. So we're going to talk more about the breast reduction procedure in a few minutes when we come back from our break, but let's take a short break now. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And the phone number, 800-321-0710. When we return from our break, there's more to the show, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits, like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Botox, wrinkle fillers, a rejuvenating facial laser, or Althera might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and will alter your photographs with my new Vectra 3D camera to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820 or 732-422-9600. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR in New York, and it is a kind of a gloomy weekend out there. What better thing do you have to do than to listen to me on the radio? It's a great day to listen to the radio. Well, I have an incredibly special guest, and it really is incredible. My next guest is Dr. Michael Morano, and the reason it's an incredible thing is Mike and I were residents together way back in the 1980s. Dr. Morano, are you on the line?
I am on the line. How are you, Dr. Perry?
Oh, very good. You know, I've wanted to get you on the show for a long, long time, as you know. So here's the story. Dr. Michael Morano is the medical director of the Burn Center at St. Barnabas Medical Center. It's an RWJ Barnabas Health facility. It's New Jersey's only burn center. It's only certified burn center. So the story goes, now, Mike and I were together at Cornell, where he did his residency, and I was the burn fellow, and 2 years later, he became the burn fellow. So we had great times together up there on Pace and 7 at New York Hospital, didn't we, Mike?
We certainly did. Absolutely. Things are a little different now, I think, over there.
They're a little different, and the amazing thing is, you know, this is one of the fun things in life. Mike and I were together as residents. We're together on the radio now, and now I'm on the faculty of Columbia, on the part-time faculty, where his son is one of the residents in plastic surgery. So it's really kind of a cool thing. But Mike, let's get down to business here. I mean, we could talk forever, and I wish we should. But, you know, this is the holiday season now, when people are enjoying spending time with their family and their friends. But during this time, a lot of people choose to have big parties. They light fires in their fireplaces. They light candles. And unfortunately, this is the fire season, because some of those candles, you know, you can catch on to all sorts of things in the house, or you're not careful with your fireplace. So that's why Dr. Michael Morano is on the phone. And as I said, he's the medical director of the Burn Center at St. Barnabas in New Jersey, in Livingston, New Jersey. So, Mike, first of all, thank you. Thanks for taking time on your Sunday afternoon, time away from your family. I know this is a big weekend for you. So to start off, what are the most common cause of burns during the holidays?
Well, thank you, Dr. Perry, for having me on the show. And it's great to talk to you again. And as you mentioned, holidays are a time for great celebration, a time for getting together, a time for having families and small children around. But also that does present some risks, and I think that people need to be a bit mindful about some of the dangers so that the holiday season can be joyous. And so, you know, to start with, I would say that the most sort of critical area of the house during these holiday celebrations is the kitchen, because that's where most of the burn injuries will occur. And so I think that when we're doing things outside of our usual pattern, that's when we get distracted. If there are guests over, and that's when children can get underfoot. And so the kitchen would be the place where I would put most of my attention to trying to prevent some of these burn injuries.
All right. So we know this is a tough season. We're indoors. We're lighting fires. We're lighting candles. You know, Hanukkah's coming up. There's Hanukkah candles. There's Sabbath candles. There's fireplaces. There's all sorts of risks in the house. There's those turkeys that people deep fry. Why is that a problem?
Well, those are a big problem. Everyone says they're so delicious, and I've never participated in the deep frying turkey ritual. But in certain parts of the country, it's very, very popular. And I think that the reason why people get into trouble is because they forget some of the physics involved with cooking. And that would be for those deep turkeys, is this has to be done outdoors. People have to consider that there is a certain displacement of hot oil that occurs when a large object is placed in it. And there are just risks with just trying to get the bird into the hot oil and get it out without getting too close to it.
And especially if you haven't killed it first. You know, they're flapping their wings. It's terrible.
Even more so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, so you bring up a good point, though. Seriously, there are flame injuries. We all think of burns as flame injuries, but there are also heat, you know, direct heat injuries from hot liquids like the oil that you cook your turkey in or other hot liquids. Like I remember the days in the burn unit at Cornell and now at St. Barnabas, there's the roofer injuries with hot tar that people get on their skin. And then there are chemical burns also. People get all sorts of chemical burns and electrical burns. So many ways, almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. Unfortunately, it's true. There's so many ways to injure yourself. But let's go back to the candles. Let's talk about safety around an open flame. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think the most important thing, again, is to keep small children away. The children are fascinated by candles, whether they be in the home or whether they're in, you know, some other sort of public setting, and you just need to keep children away. And another thing to consider is clothing that one might be wearing when one is near candles. And not only candles, but open flames on stoves, for gas stoves, presents a problem for people who are cooking and might have some loose clothing on. These are real risks. And we do see, unfortunately, every year, people seriously injured with candles and with open flame injuries for holiday season.
And here we are now. It's December 1st, so we're coming right up to Christmas. People are buying their Christmas trees. Tell us about the risks of Christmas trees. I know there are big ones.
Yeah, you know, it's a popular seasonal event. I would say that, you know, of course, the live Christmas trees smell the best. They are traditionally used. This is all going back to, you know, to Europe hundreds of years ago. But I think if you're going to have a live tree in the house where they generally don't belong, then they need to be watered and kept moist. And one needs to be very careful about what kind of lighting, if any, one uses on these trees. I mean, in the past, people actually used candles on the trees, which would be way, way too risky. But even now, incandescent lights on trees have been known to cause many fires in houses. And so the good thing is that now we have LED lights, which are much cooler and much more efficient, and they pose less of a problem. If, you know, if one wants to not get involved with the live trees and one can tolerate the artificial trees, then that's the way to go, because the risk is much lower, of course.
So now here we are in the holiday season. Everybody just bloated themselves with Thanksgiving, and now we're getting into the Christmas and Hanukkah season. So a lot of cooking in the kitchen right now. It's kind of a festive season, but there's a real risk of a fire in the kitchen. Tell us what people should do in the event. Let's say you do get a fire on the stove. What happens then? What do you do?
Right. Well, the most common burn that we see, and you're aware of this from your training as well, is scald burns in small children. About 30 to 35% of our admissions in the metropolitan area will be those burns. But as you've mentioned, more serious injuries can occur with actual flame burns in the kitchen. And I would say the most likely scenario is someone cooking with the gas stove on, reaching over, because often the arrangement of the kitchen is such that there's a microwave oven above a stove, or there's a spice rack, or some reason to reach across, and the clothing will catch fire. Another thing to consider is, even with the electric stoves, the controls on electric stoves tend to be in the back, which probably they're there to prevent children from manipulating them. But if you do get, let's say, a grease fire, to get to those knobs in the back of the stove might be a little bit of a risk. But if a fire does occur, whether it's a grease fire or otherwise on the stove, you've got to be, as your first goal is to turn the source off. And the second, of course, is if your clothing is on fire, you need to get down and either get some water on it or stop, drop, and roll like the kids are taught in school. But turn off the source and try to snuff out the fire. Particularly with grease fires, it is not something that you should do is to put water on a grease fire. There are many YouTube videos, unfortunately, that show the disastrous consequences of grease fires with water. The best thing to do is use your fire extinguisher, which should be a code in every house. If the fire extinguisher is not there, professional kitchens have a bucket of sand. A lid will also be very helpful. And if that doesn't work, then at least do the best you can and don't try to carry a flaming, spitting oil, flaming kind of pan out, because you're going to get very seriously injured. Prevention is the best, of course.
And the fire extinguishers now, they're everywhere. They're at Home Depot, they're at Lowe's, they're at Costco, they're at all the even supermarkets have fire extinguishers. And you're going to want to use the ones that say for grease. There are different types of fire extinguishers. So most of the ones will say they're for use in kitchens. So very, very important to have those by both your kitchen stove and your fireplace. Very important. I have them all over the place. All right, so Mike, here's the big question now. Let's say prevention did not work. My listeners got burned. What do they do next?
If it's a small burn, if it's a burn to your hand or your fingers or a small section of your body that's, let's say, the size of your hand, which would be 1% of your body, cool water is fine. I mean, put out the fire, cool water, whatever feels good. I would be careful and not in favor of putting ice on burns because it tends to numb up the area, and then you can actually increase the depth of injury. If the burn happens to be larger, if the burn, for example, involves your entire arm, which is pushing 10% of your body surface area, once the fire is out, you need to get on the phone and call for some help, and you need to be seen in the emergency room. And a decision then will have to be made about whether you need to be an inpatient or whether it can be managed as an outpatient, whether you might need a referral to a burn center such as ours. That would be very serious. And I would say in any case, if there's a question, it never hurts to pick up the phone and call 911. If someone calls us on the burn center, we'll try to give the best advice we can without actually seeing the wound. And the advice is usually going to be, look, we really need to take a look at this, or someone needs to take a look at this to make a judgment.
So my guest this evening, this afternoon, I'm always thinking, I usually do my show in the evening, Mike, so it's tough for me to say afternoon. But my guest this afternoon is Dr. Michael Morano. He is the director of the Burn Center at St. Barnabas Medical Center. He's the medical director also of RWJ Barnabas Health Facility, their burn facilities. And that facility, that burn unit in St. Barnabas, is New Jersey's only certified burn center. So believe me, having taken care of these burns, you are going to want to go to an expert like Dr. Morano if you have a burn. You don't want to go to the family doctor. I'm sorry, you just don't want to go to the family doctor at some remote hospital. Both Dr. Morano and I have seen all those issues. And when there's delays or poor treatment, then things get worse. So tell us a little bit about the Burn Center at St. Barnabas.
Yeah, the Burn Center has been in existence since 1977 here at St. Barnabas. And there are multiple burn centers across the country that seem to have sprung up about that time. In that sort of post-Vietnam War era. We admit approximately 350 inpatients a year. We see 4,000 or 5,000 outpatient visits a year, so we're fairly busy. We are, as you mentioned, the burn center for New Jersey. If a burn injury occurs and your listeners are in New York City, for example, call the regional burn center there. If you're in the Philadelphia area, call the regional burn center. But there are specialty centers in most, but not all states, in the United States. This burn center also has a very active outpatient, and not only outpatient, but education aspect to it, where we teach children about burn safety. We also coordinate the Northeast region for burn disasters. So if there's a burn disaster between Washington, D.C. and Maine, this burn center, along with our sister burn centers, are all in contact with each other, and it's coordinated out of this facility.
It's all very, very important information, particularly this time of year. My guest this evening, this afternoon, has been Dr. Michael Morano, the burn expert in New Jersey and one of the burn experts of the world. And I'm happy to call him a friend. And I want to thank you, Dr. Morano, for being a guest. And I also want to give out the number of the Burn Center at St. Barnabas at RWJ Barnabas Health. It's 973-322-5920. So once again, 973-322-5920. And the Burn Center has, it's a multidisciplinary center. And not only is Dr. Morano the big cheese there. He's the boss. He is the person who runs the burn center. But there's also other burn surgeons and technicians and nurses and occupational therapists and physical therapists and respiratory therapists, social workers, child life specialists, dietitians, case managers. There's lots and lots of people involved, because if you get a small burn, that's 1% of your body, not that big a deal. You know, Dr. Morano can take care of this. But if you have a big burn, particularly a life-threatening burn, this is the place you want to be. So keep that in mind. Dr. Morano, thanks so much for taking your time on Saturday afternoon.
Dr. Perry, thank you very much. Good and happy holidays, safe holidays to you and your family. Hope to see you soon. It was a pleasure.
It was a real pleasure. Thanks so much. And a thrill for me. You know, how many years later, Mike? I was the burn fellow in 1985. Oh, yeah. Wow. You really begin to feel old. But, Anyway, thanks so much and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dr. Perry. Thank you, too.
Okay, bye-bye now. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WR's What's Your Wrinkle radio show. There's more to the show. Please stay tuned. We'll be back after these words.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Botox, wrinkle fillers, a rejuvenating facial laser, or Ulthera might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs with my new Vectra 3D camera to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820 or 732-422-9600. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR on a very special Sunday afternoon show. And we're enjoying this lovely weather. Just look out the window. Isn't it beautiful? Actually, you know, it gets depressing this time of year because, you know, it's gray, it's rainy, it's cold. But that's why everybody has their cosmetic surgery now, because it's a great time to recover. You know, you don't have to worry about missing days at the beach. It's really true. A lot of people want to have their surgery now. It's also easier to wear scarves around your head and your face and completely cover up so you can go in through to the subway and no one will know who you are. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR, 800-321-0710. And by the way, once again, I'm going to remind you the code. Write this code down for 40% off all of my skincare this weekend, and it ends tomorrow. Tomorrow's Cyber Monday, all these great names. Next year, they'll have something else for Tuesday, but this year, it's just Cyber Monday. The special started already, and it's 40% off everything. That means the nighttime. Nighttime is the one-stop shopping for skincare. It's got vitamins A, C, fruit acids, antioxidants. It really is great. You only have to put one serum on at night, and in the morning, protect your skin with daytime, and that's the SPF 20. You sure don't need that today, but you do need the niacinamide, that's vitamin B3, which is in the daytime because that's a big skin protector, and it reduces the irritation that the vitamin A in my products or any products cause, whether it's prescription retin A, it's niacinamide, which can actually decrease the irritation because all vitamin A causes a little bit of irritation. Those of you who have used retin A know that. So in the morning, you use daytime, and then you clean your skin with Clean Time. Great names, right? Clean Time is a wonderful soap. I'm very biased, but I really did create the best soap, I think, ever. And those of you who have used it, you know what I'm talking about. It's the correct pH. That means it's the same pH as your skin, which is 5.5. There's no sulfates. I use Kiaha, and that's your word for the day, by the way. Say Kiaha. Go ahead. Right to the radio. Kiaha. Q-U-I-L-L-A-J-A. That's Chilean soap bark, and it's the frothing agent in root beer, and that's what I put in my soap because I don't want those sulfates, which are very irritating to your skin. They're toxins. So there's no sulfates. I've got Kiaha. I love saying the word, and that's what you wash your face twice a day. I recommend twice a day, once with a washcloth and once without, to get the oils and the dirt from walking around New York and the suburbs, whether you're on a farm or walking on Fifth Avenue. It's dirty out there. So Clean Time soap. And for this time of the year, or if you're a perimenopausal woman, those are the two people I recommend my moisturizer for, which is called Soft Time. Anybody right now, because this time of the year, your skin really suffers. But then, you know, honestly, in the late spring, summer, the only people, in my opinion, that really need a moisturizer, and this is really bad for marketing, are women who are approaching menopause or after menopause, because that's when your skin really does suffer and get dry. So those are the products. Cyber2019 is the code you're going to want to put into the computer. And then you go ahead and order anything you want, and it's 40% off. If you are computer averse, I feel sorry for you because, you know, I know a lot of people don't like using the computer if you're over, let's say, 60-something. I know a lot of people still don't want to do it. They don't want to give their credit card on the computer. Go ahead and give the office a call tomorrow. My nurse is just happy to take the order, and Beth also is sitting there. She'll be there at 9 o'clock waiting for your orders. 800, I'll give you the number. It's 844-DR-PERRY. That's D-R-P-E-R-R-Y, 844-DR-PERRY. If you don't want to use a computer, I think the computer works better, but hey, it's okay. I understand. All right, we have Sandra, who's been hanging on the line for like a half an hour. What can I do for you, Sandra? What's your wrinkle?
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to know, what is your opinion on taking oral supplements like collagen peptides and biotin and rutin to reduce fine lines and firming? And do you think they work? And what happens when you go off of it?
All right, let's take one thing at a time. Let's take the collagen. So let's talk about collagen. What is collagen? Collagen is the structural protein in our skin and in our fascia. That's the stuff that covers the muscle. It's the structural layer of our body. It's all over our body, but our skin is largely made of collagen, and it's the protein in our skin. It's what leather is made of. So if you have a leather jacket, a pocketbook, or shoes, or a belt, that's virtually 100% collagen until they put some plastic or whatever on it. But that's what collagen is. It holds things together. It's a very strong protein. So the I'm going to teach you a little bit of chemistry, Sandra. You ready for this?
Okay.
All right. Everything now. How old are you, Sandra?
77.
You're 77. So I can tell you, when you were in high school, they did have molecular weights. And so you probably learned in high school chemistry that things like oxygen had a weight of 12, carbon 12, rather, and oxygen 16, and hydrogen 1, and things like that. Do you remember those numbers, that every atom, every molecule has a particular weight?
I didn't say chemistry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I'm going to teach you something. So everything does have a weight. Every chemical has a weight, and every molecule has a weight. And it turns out that our skin only lets low weight molecules into it. And so that means you can't put heavyweight molecules in. So the number is actually 500, and that means absolutely nothing to you except for the fact that collagen weighs hundreds of thousands and millions. Okay, so that's why you can't get it into your skin unless you inject it. That's when you put it on your skin. But you asked about eating it. So now here's what happens. Your body doesn't know the difference between taking that collagen from the very expensive store that you bought and taking collagen from hamburger or chicken or soy or what else has protein in it? A lot of things have protein. Any protein-containing food, whether it's animal or vegetable, okay? So there's going to be protein in that, and there's going to be, there might be some collagen in meat, but there's other proteins. So when your body sees that protein, it digests it. It goes through a complicated process in your stomach and then in your intestines to break down that collagen or that protein into amino acids. So when you eat collagen, you do not get collagen into your bloodstream. You get amino acids into your bloodstream. Amino acids, I know you didn't take chemistry, so I'm going to simplify it. Protein and collagen, they're made from little tiny things called amino acids. And that's what your body breaks this down into. So now into your bloodstream from your intestine flow those amino acids along with other things. And it goes to your liver and other cells in your body. And your body then takes those amino acids and it makes whatever proteins you need. There are lots of different proteins in your body. Only one of those is collagen. So now let's back up a bit here. So you have just eaten collagen, which will probably cost you, I don't know, 50 times what a hamburger would cost or an egg or soy. And your body has laughed at it and it's broken it down into amino acids and done exactly the same thing to that collagen that it would do with an egg. And I can tell you that an egg or a piece of chicken tastes better than the collagen that you just bought. So there's,
yes.
Do you get it? That's the answer. It's ridiculous to take collagen supplements.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I blew your day. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. No, I didn't. I saved you a lot of money. Now you can go to a good restaurant, and whether you're a vegetarian or not, or you eat meat, doesn't matter. Because protein does taste better than the collagen.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What about the other supplements that I mentioned?
Okay, so biotin, all right, you mentioned. Biotin is useful only if you have a shortage of biotin, if you're biotin deficient. So let me ask you, are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
Good. Actually, not good. I think it's good not to eat meat, but that's just me. But certainly, whether you are a vegetarian or you're a meat eater, you're going to get probably plenty of biotin because it's a B vitamin. It's a B vitamin that's in all sorts of things. Yes, it's necessary for hair growth and fingernail growth and things like that, but it's in lots and lots and lots of foods. So if you eat a well-balanced diet, you just don't need to take extra biotin, period.
Wow.
You don't. I mean, and there's not a study on earth that says that if you eat a well-balanced diet and you're not deficient in biotin, then that will help you by taking it. So now rutin is called the bioflavonoid. So it's one of those plant pigments. And I think the bioflavonoids are very good. You can find rutin in apples, for instance, and buckwheat and things like that. It's an antioxidant. And so there are many antioxidants also. And once again, the better way to get rutin is to actually eat the apple as opposed to taking a supplement. You know, your body is designed to actually eat food as opposed to these little pills and things that people now want to take. And honestly, the supplement industry is not well regulated, and you have no idea how much rutin really is in there. But if you eat an apple, you're going to get rutin. So I really like to simplify things, and there really are very few vitamins and very few supplements that people need to take as long as you eat a well-balanced, diverse diet. And that's the answer. So you can throw out the collagen. You can give it to your animal or whatever. You could not bother wasting your money on the rutin or the biotin. And that's my opinion. But that depends on you eating normally and not one of these fad diets that avoids a complete, you know, part of what we're supposed to be eating. All right, Sandra?
Yes, I have another question related to this.
Maybe.
What about facial acupuncture?
What do you want to do with facial acupuncture?
It's
you want to get rid of wrinkles?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't work. How could that possibly work?
I don't know.
It can't work. You know, I'm a believer in acupuncture for certain pain syndromes. You know, there's no question that there's a lot of science to acupuncture, but there's no science that says acupuncture helps wrinkles or thicken your skin or anything like that. So don't use it for that. If you have, you know, a facial palsy or something like that, there's some evidence that that acupuncture does help. And certainly if you have pain in parts of your body, there's evidence that acupuncture can help. But don't do it for silly reasons like trying to make wrinkles go away. The way you said you're 77?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're 77, the way you can make wrinkles go away, I mean, there are skincare products like vitamin C and vitamin A that can help wrinkles, but they're not going to help it overnight unless you use the Plexiderm, and that's a whole different story. We could talk about that in a minute. But that's a temporary fix, more like a makeup. But what can help your wrinkles are things like fillers, wrinkle fillers, peels, lasers, things like that. That can help your wrinkles, but not acupuncture. All right, Sandra?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for calling on this Sunday afternoon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon and host of this show, which appears, or actually airs, 6 p.m. on Saturday, usually, unless there's some football game, baseball game, bocce game. I don't know what they're going to throw in my way the next time, but there always seems to be a preemption now. Let's hope we're leaving that season, because I like 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and I know my audience tunes in and sets their. There are programs on your computer where you can actually tape the program, but you don't have to do that because you can hear the program when we podcast. But Noah's waving his arms and he's saying, you know, we're overdue for the commercials. So let's take a short break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-321-0710, and we'll come back with the last segment after these words. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your skincare, Dr. Perry? Well, here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% and visual signs of aging by 44% at 12 weeks. That's huge, and that's real. Daytime with niacin protects, and nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes. And Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping if you use the WOR2019 code. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY to order. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Botox, wrinkle fillers, a rejuvenating facial laser, or Ulthera might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs with my new Vectra 3D camera to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820 or 732-422-9600. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800. I almost gave the other number. 800-321-0710. Noah's rolling his eyes. What is he doing? 800-321. I've only been on, you know, 14 years now. This is the 14th anniversary show. 800-321-0710. That's the number at WOR. You can give us a call. You'll walk away with a bottle of Soft Time. But before we get to the rest of the topics, and there are more, I do have to mention Plexaderm because I mentioned it in passing to that last caller, Sandra. And what is Plexaderm? Kind of like a makeup. It's really cool stuff. So you've probably seen the commercials on cable TV. It's John Greenhut's company. It's not my company. I wish I had this product, but I don't. But I have seen it work because I saw the commercial. I called up John and I said, send me some of this stuff. I want to try it on my wife. And it's really very dramatic. I don't know if any of you really have seen, taken a good look at that commercial. They do a little time lapse over 2 or 3 minutes. And they put it on some guy's lower eyelid bags, and they go away. And then they put it on someone's wrinkles on their cheeks, and they go away. It's really pretty cool because it's a silicone material. It's very safe. It doesn't get in your body. But as it dries, actually the technical term is as it cures, as it dries, your wrinkles go away. And it's really very cool. But the only issue is if you put creams on or wash your face, it reverts back to what it was before. So you do have to be careful. And the best makeup is to use a powder type makeup, which is also the same type you should use if you use my products, because it doesn't interact with the product. But Plexaderm will make your wrinkles go away. So if you're going out, so here it is. It's almost 3 o'clock. You're planning dinner in Manhattan tonight, a little more turkey maybe. And you look in the mirror and you say, geez, I'm beginning to look old. I don't have time to see Dr. Perry before I go out this evening. So let's put some Plexaderm on. Plexaderm, you smear it on your face and the wrinkles go away. It's really quite remarkable. So here's the deal. John's given me a code. It's actually a phone number. 800-925-9963. Did you write that down? 800-925-9963. If you use that phone number, you'll get 50% off the Plexaderm. So I'm going to say it again because I know you didn't do it the first time. 800-925-9963 is the phone number. You get 50% off of Plexaderm. You will love this stuff. It's not a replacement for cosmetic surgery. No, it's not. It's not even a replacement for long-term skincare. But it is a wonderful way to look better in the short term. So if you've got that appearance on Fox News this evening, that's right, or CNN, put the Plexaderm on, because I know a lot of celebrities do that. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about me, my website is perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. You can go on Facebook, and I have two different sites. One is for the skincare company. That's Dr. Perry's. And the other one is for for the medical practice, and that's Dr. Arthur Perry. So you can go on Facebook. We've got time maybe to squeeze in one more phone call. Maria, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Oh, hello, Dr. Perry. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm happy to. What can I do for you?
Regular life.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I have a question regarding cellulite on the leg.
Go ahead. Sure. What is that question?
What kind of treatments do you offer, or what could be a solution for cellulite?
All right, Maria. That is the question that has plagued plastic surgeons for almost forever, the cellulite dilemma. So let's talk a little bit about it. First of all, how old are you?
I am 48 years old. Yes.
You had to think about that, didn't you, Maria? Okay, you're 48 years old. You've got cellulite.
Yes.
What is your weight and your height?
I am 5'4", and my weight is 128 pounds. I do exercise regularly, and good. I still have it.
Yeah, so, you know, you're within your ideal weight. Cellulite is one of those difficult things. I can first tell you that there is no food and no product that you can eat and no cream that you can smear on your skin that can help cellulite. Everything that advertises that is fraudulent. I'm sorry. So you can knock those out completely. Then there's the question, are there procedures that can help cellulite? And, you know, I mean, if you have some depressions, little depressions underneath the skin that are defined and there's not too many, then we can inject those. And sometimes I inject a little bit of fat under those. And sometimes it's a little wrinkle filler, but fat is less expensive if you have a lot of them. Now there's the question of whether or not the machines, and there are lots of them, that can they get rid of cellulite? And I can tell you something. There have been, since I've been a plastic surgeon since 1987, that's when I finished my residency, there probably have been maybe six or seven generations of cellulite-reducing machines introduced, and they go to our meetings, and they show really nice pictures of people after 30 or 60 or 90 days, how they get rid of their cellulite. Some of those photographs are maybe a little bit different lighting afterwards, but certainly... after 6 months or a year, I'm not sure anyone can show data that shows that the cellulite remains gone, because when you get a lot of swelling from these different machines and they do all sorts of different things, rough up the skin, maybe use lasers or electric current or something like that, it might look better temporarily. But the real question is, does it work long term? I am not convinced there's a single machine out there. I'm sorry. I am all ears and all eyes, and I read a lot, and I'm happy to buy and use a machine that is proven to work, but I haven't seen it yet. So, Maria, sorry, I don't have an answer for you for cellulite yet. Sorry. And not only that, the show's over now. So Noah begins to wave his hands frantically. Get out of the studio! I want to thank everybody for listening to me today. I want you to listen next Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Give me a call during the week. 212-753-1820 is the number in New York. And 732-422-9600 is the number in New Jersey. Thanks so much for great engineering, Noah. Thanks for 14 years of fun, and hopefully many more. Bye-bye now. Have a great week.